For the Cardinal and Cream, I'm Catherine Pullen. When a trafficking survivor stood up and shared her story during the March 1st Human Trafficking, Seeing, Responding conference hosted by the School of Social Work, the audience listened in rapt attention. Sheila McLean, a graduate of the Magdalen program in Nashville, told how she did not know what was happening to her until it felt far too late to get out.
I didn't really realize that I was being trafficked. I just did what I needed to do. You know, fear kept me there.
Megan Miller, a junior social work and Spanish major, had high hopes that the conference would change prevailing attitudes about what many think is a distant crime.
A lot of people don't think that trafficking is a big deal, but that's not very prevalent in where we are. So I think it's really great that we're raising awareness.
Dr. Elizabeth Wilson, an associate professor of social work and chair of the conference planning committee, shared a little bit about what the conference was intended to accomplish.
We brought together a lot of different experts, people who are actually doing things and that had strategies and ideas. And so that's really what we wanted to see, is that people connected with each other and thought about how even in Jackson they could reach out to these women who are being trafficked.
Sheila McLean, once trapped in what seemed a hopeless situation, found the help she needed. Today, she says, her goal is to help young women who find themselves in the same situation she did.
I am pursuing my undergraduate in psychology, and I do plan on getting my master's in social work. I have dreams.
Reporting for the Cardinal and Cream, I'm Catherine Pullen.